Guardian Unlimited.
On average, Britons spend just under 5.5 hours a month on social networking sites. I mean, I certainly know people who spend a lot more than that. But why are these websites, Facebook, MySpace, so popular?
Well, I think they've finally combined entertainment with communication. So rather than just being pretty or having lots of kind of interesting content on there, they actually have a function as well. And they've seen enormous take-up as user groups have kind of hit a seam in communities where people know a lot of other people within a small kind of area. So these connections kind of reflect people's real world friendships and things. And when you can send an email or a message within Facebook, and you're sending it to people within a context of their own kind of photos and kind of funny pictures and things. So it's kind of like contextualized email, just much richer, more interesting and often funnier.
A lot of people who sort of don't like these websites, who refuse to go onto them, complain that it's too intrusive. I mean, you don't need to know exactly how your friends are feeling all the time. I mean, but that's kind of not the point, isn't it? It's kind of nice to have that information if you want it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't really have a lot of time for these people that sort of sound like 5-year-olds that won't try tomatoes for the first time. I mean, you just got to try it, and, you know, if it's useful, it's useful. And if you don't like it, then fine. But, you know, 10 years ago, everyone was saying the same thing about mobiles. I had a pager, actually, and I remember somebody saying, well, why have you got a pager? You're not a doctor. And I was living in a place where there was no phone, and it was just really useful. I just thought, well, I'll try it. So you just got to try these things out.
And it's not just people you sort of using the website, the Facebook, for example, now. I mean, you've got companies in there sort of obviously advertising, but also setting up their own profiles. You've got campaign groups setting up little groups to get everyone together. I mean, it's actually quite a useful resource for getting people together.
Yeah, it's very useful. And Facebook and MySpace have become quite important sites for sort of campaigns and raising awareness about things. But it's worth saying that a lot of the brands that have been in trying to move on to social networks have felt quite clumsy, because these are networks set up basically for individuals. And so for Coke to sort of pretend it's, you know, one united voice and personality feels very forced. And there's still a lot of work to be done for brands, I think, in trying to trust a few people that work for them to go out there and be personal and direct and honest and properly have conversations with people, rather than, you know, trying to talk as an entity.
What is it about Britain, though, that makes us so keen to sort of get onto this bandwagon? I mean, this report shows that we use these websites much more than everyone else. But what is it about Britain that makes us sort of top of the league compared to, like, the rest of Europe or America?
We should probably turn to sort of more academic people to look for the answers to that. And I spoke to Professor Clive Holtham from Cass Business School yesterday, and he made an interesting point, which was about working culture in the UK, because a phenomenal amount of traffic on social networks is conducted during the working day. I suspect The Guardian might be responsible for some of that too. But he said, you know, perhaps people feel that if they've been working a really long day, then actually I'm, you know, entitled to check my Facebook messages once in a while, which is an interesting point that hasn't been brought up before. And also Kevin Camoli, who works for Accel, who are one of the companies that fund Facebook, said that the results of the survey are sort of testament to the internet literacy and broadband penetration in the UK. It's worth noting that the three biggest countries, the Canada, the UK and the US, are all obviously English-speaking, and primarily these websites are all English language. So, of course, there's going to be biggest take-up in those countries.
OK, and finally, what else is in this report, this grand Ofcom report about our use of the internet?
Well, I was quite interested in the male-female share. There has been some research in the UK that on some sites in particular, particularly e-commerce, which sounds dreadfully cliched, but, you know, shopping sites, basically, women in the UK are online far more than men. And actually, the US was the only country where more women are online than men. But that's really, really interesting. I think it's 50-50 split in the UK and 52-48 in the US. So come on, you girls.
And there's more discussion of today's news every day from 12 noon on Newsdesk. That's Guardian Unlimited's daily news podcast at guardian.co.uk/podcasts.
Guardian Unlimited.